You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Through all my years, I never was a whiskey drinker that much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, rarely. Until, like, the last, I don't know, 5-7 years or so.
Well, when you know, you doctor it up and stuff, it's pretty tasty stuff. Although, I do it on the rocks a lot, you know. My big square of ice, I've got those special giant ice cubes, you know.
And, yes, we love those.
And, yeah, we do it. Knickknack's taking me on the Stranahan's tour next Saturday. I know you've done that.
Really good, man.
She's taking me. It was my Father's Day gift, so.
You'll have a blast.
Yeah, we're going to make
it kind of
a little.
Doesn't last real long, but it's really interesting.
Well, that's much like my sex life, but.
Yeah,
we're going to do that and then go to, like, a lunch or something. We're going to have a nice little afternoon date.
Good for you.
Drop the kids off at my parents. And
my son has recommended going to the whiskey tour in Denver called Laws.
I'm a fan of Laws, too.
He says that's a really good one, too.
Some expensive stuff.
It's fun stuff.
Yeah, man.
So we went out to dinner last night because my sister-in-law, Rachel, is in town. This is Gretchen's sister, the one who I talk about. She even asked me at dinner. She goes, "Are you still, you're not still talking about my love life on your show, are you?" And I go, "Well, yeah.
Sure.
Because Jeremy and I kind of get to live vicariously since we're married guys.
Yeah. So you know, give me some dirt, girl.
Give me some of the fun stories of the life of the dating woman." And so she said, "I got a new one for you." And I said, "Okay, let me hear it." So I think you'll like this story. It's not, you know, earth-shattering or anything, but it's just kind of funny about keeping people. I don't want to give anything away. Let me just tell you the story. So she got some tickets to go to some comedy club. She lives out of state, by the way. She's not in Colorado. But she got tickets to this comedy club. And she's like, it's on a Friday night. Who do I want to take? Who do I want to take? So Friday rolled around, Friday morning, and she still didn't know. So what she did, she's like, well, there's that one guy I went out with. I've been out with him only twice. But at least he was kind of fun. He had a good sense of humor. And I'll just take him. So she sent him a text. And said, "Hey, I got a couple tickets to the comedy club tonight. Would you be interested in going?"
Okay.
You know, very casual.
Yeah.
And he wrote back with a yes with like 2 exclamation points.
"Count me in."
And she was like, I was a little surprised. She goes, because he's kind of like plays everything really cool.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's that guy. He doesn't want to seem too, you know, enthusiastic about anything. He's like, he's playing it cool. Kind of like Josh likes to act.
Oh, my gosh.
About, right?
Yes. Too cool for the room.
You know what I'm talking about, Jer.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then she sent back one of the things. She goes, "All right, well, we'll try to figure something out." And then he wrote back and he goes, "Yeah, I'm really looking forward to meeting you." And she wrote back again. She goes, "We've been out a couple times. What do you mean, meet me? Turns out she had sent the invitation to the wrong guy.
Oh, awesome. That's
it was
fantastic.
A guy that she kind of met on a dating site.
Oh, no.
They've just exchanged messages, but they haven't gone out.
Yeah.
And
well,
so,
you know, roll with it at this point. You never know. This might be a happy little accident, as Bob Ross would say, you know? A happy little accident. You never know what might blossom from this, unless he's a total tool.
You'd have to know her. She wrote back, and she was like,
"She made something up."
She's like, "Oh my god,
I
realized
like that."
She wrote back. She goes, "Oh, I realized it's the wrong day. It's Saturday, and I'm going to be out of town. Maybe some other time."
That's not cool. I don't like that at all.
You don't?
I don't. I'm rooting for her to go for it.
I kind of did too, just because I like to get more stories out of her.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of one of those weird universe things that, you know, that you accidentally text someone and you might hit it off, and then you've got a story for the rest of your life.
I don't know. Maybe she was turned off by his ultra
enthusiasm
for everything. You know, oh my God, yes, let's go.
I'm just looking for a guy that's really dull.
I don't know.
I like that, though. That's a funny story that, whoops. Daisy.
Yeah, and I got details on the one with the guy, because I had told you the story about the guy who was out with her and got a text from another woman and then showed her the text and said, "These are the kind of messages I prefer to receive from women."
Well, later, dude.
And I said, "What was wrong with him?" She goes, "We had been out. This was our second date. They had both been coffee dates. And he was already pretty much laying out, you know, all the things that he expected out of a relationship as if they were, like, married already or something."
Yeah.
So she just got up and said, "Yeah,
Later, nerd.
You're on your own. So
enjoy your night alone.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's so funny. Well, good luck to her.